More Idaho Matters right now. Our region is catching up to the pickleball boom, sometimes described as a cross between ping pong and tennis. The sport has expanded beyond retirement communities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Undyne Park in Laramie, Wyoming is one of the best and only spots for pickleball in town. Tree Cisneros is president of the Laramie Pickleball Association and is wearing dangling earrings with rectangular paddles and a yellow plastic ball on them. She picked up the game about 5 years ago.
I was getting a little bit old for volleyball and softball and heard that it was a good sport for older people. And of course, we know that that's not the case anymore. It's for everybody.
Now Cisneros plays 3 to 4 days a week and says she's met several new friends through the sport. One is Carl Ghosts, wearing a hat that says Pickle Addict.
Community to me is addictive. Relationships are addictive. Wellness is addictive.
Ghosts also likes that the game teaches you patience. Like you can't just smash the ball every time as hard as you can. You'll lose, maybe to someone twice your age.
And once you start to control your reactions and build patience and you build control and it's more chess-like. You move, you divide and conquer.
It's also cheap and easy to learn. All that means pickleball is among the fastest-growing sports in the country. One report found that there are more than 36 million players nationwide. That puts it nearly on par with running and cycling. Brandon Mackey co-founded a pickleball website. He says the pandemic helped the sport evolve from something played mostly by retirees.
Maybe a young person was exposed to it in L.A., and then they decided, hey, I could work remote. I don't want to live in a big city anymore. I'm going to go move to Wyoming or Bozeman, Montana. And they brought pickleball.
The sport is expected to keep growing. Courts are being built all over the Mountain West, from Park City, Utah to eastern Idaho. But it still might not be meeting demand.
By the time that the courts have been built, it's already not enough. They do an analysis. They say we need 4 pickleball courts to serve the demand. It takes a year to build them. And then it comes to find out they should have built 8.
Overcrowding can cause players to be frustrated, but some others just don't want to see pickleball grow.
You don't usually get such a big crowd at a city council meeting, so.
Centennial, Colorado held a public meeting this year over a proposed ban on new courts. Residents like Joanne Larzik are passionate about the issue.
I want to hear the kids playing. I want to hear the birds chirping. I don't want to hear all day long.
The council voted for a temporary pause while they study noise impacts. Officials from Denver to Las Vegas have also been put, well, in a pickle over where courts should be placed. But others like Michael Evans argue the benefits of pickleball outweigh the complaints of a few neighbors. Here he is at the Centennial meeting.
It gets them off their iPads, out of the house, and outside. And I think that when you're looking at the city of Centennial, these are the types of activities you want to be making your children and your residents doing.
In the meantime, some are trying to make the game quieter with paddles that muffle noise. Others are building courts inside abandoned big box stores or in their yards. Heather Glass plays in Boise and faced crowded courts at times. So she laid asphalt for 2 courts on her property and now invites the public to play and take lessons through an online reservation system.
And I said, hey, neighbors, come play pickleball, and I'll teach you how. And I built it, and they came.
The former teacher says watching someone grow from a beginner to a dominant force is special. She remembers playing with a woman she taught the game to.
And she hit some amazing ball. And I did this cute little dance, and I said, that's my partner, that's my partner. And she did the little dance back, and she said, that's my teacher, that's my teacher. And it made me feel like $1 million.
Glass says she hasn't received noise complaints, but thinks with any sport changing so fast, friction is inevitable. Still, her experience also makes one thing clear. People will find ways to play pickleball under any circumstances. The question is, how communities handle it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Laramie, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to The Embedded Podcast, only from NPR.